He what? Ordered for himself. This is wild.
I brought food. What do you mean?
No, we didn't. First of all, that means you would have had to order that before you even got here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't even say what you guys brought food. What do you mean?
A burrito. You guys want some?
Yeah,
oh, all right. I didn't know what to do. I just had to take the L. Mic check.
Welcome to episode 24, right, where we're just going to watch Vic eat.
It's okay, I thought we were going to cut the camera before.
It's a big-ass burrito, fool.
It's good.
Tell us why you only ordered for yourself, even though it's a podcast day. We're a crew.
You want some? You want Mike?
Yeah.
It's really good. It's really good. BDS on Broadway.
Wow.
And that would have been a great ad. Shit.
Wow.
God damn it.
Because you bring us food from your sister.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit with.
Yeah.
You guys remember last time his girl started
Yeah,
you
know, last time he just had a what was it? Jalapeno salad?
Mm-hmm. I see what you do. Are you calling me a lefty fat?
No.
He is calling us fat. Oh.
I'm not. Is this in the frame?
So what are you doing then?
Sorry.
Because you're intentional. Starving. Marketing.
I was just hungry. I didn't eat all day. I was working. You know?
That fool sent him a DM like, hey, I'm going to be on podcast today. Just send me a burrito. Oh, you know, the camera.
Yeah. Facts. He has his own sponsorship deals.
I have a separate bag. Like.
Well, that's
kidding.
Nice. Kidding. Everyone has that one homie that is only looking out for themselves.
No, I'm not. I was just starving.
Facts.
Right? You pulled up with McDonald's.
No, I actually was going to get a coffee because I wake up at 3 in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Angie wanted a coffee, too, so I got her a coffee. You
How's that different than me?
I already know you guys don't drink coffee.
I drink coffee. I love coffee, especially McDonald's hazelnut. Medium.
All right. I don't do coffee. It makes me poop. Yeah, it makes me poop.
So how are you doing with your, how are you feeling after having taken off your insane wardrobe from last episode?
God, bro. I just want to put it out there.
Please put it out there.
That the fit's never been.
Set the record straight.
Okay, you feel me? We turn. If we don't take L's over here, we take lessons.
All the L's turn into lessons.
L's lessons.
And I just want to put it out there. That makes a piece of shit.
It's me. It's always my fault.
My favorite comment was like that you look like an Aiden. Like you look like something a kid would be wearing, like at a party.
No, it's just
like he didn't want to not take off his camo, but he needed to wear a flannel.
In my head,
uh-huh.
We were here for your birthday, so I wasn't worried about me. It was all about you that day. So I didn't think much of it. But when I look back at the clips, I look like a fucking dumbass. Like, dumbass one of what I was like. Like, fool, you know, for me, I got swag. You feel me? Some cool shorts right here.
He brought out the kicks today.
I'm done, you know what I mean? I got some exclusive hats, you know what I mean?
He wants you to know.
I want you guys to know.
He's still the same OG.
For the wardrobe is fire, jeez. Uh-huh. But the one from last week is kind of good. I don't know what happened, man. I don't know for sure.
Everybody was so on your head about patterns. They're like, yo, like style 101, so don't much, mix the patterns, like all this
ooh,
shit.
Ooh, but I could dress, that's a problem. Yeah. Like, the next day I was super fly at the Grupo de Escuadra.
I felt like you were proving a point the rest of the week. On his Instagram, he's just posting all his fits the rest of the week. Right. Like, yeah, like.
Forget you know? About that.
Yeah.
Forget about
stop,
that.
Hey, stop going easy on him, bro.
All my L's turning into W's out. You feel me? Man, it happened.
We have that. We all have that.
You feel me? Letty got her shoes. Vic got his tight jeans, know what I mean? Like, everybody has a fit. But damn, mine was really bad.
That was really bad.
I had a bad fit day. Nobody mentioned it. But, like, looking back, I'm like, I don't even like to share the clips because I'm like, damn, I look stupid.
Which one?
I think when I was wearing...
No hat?
I was wearing a hat, but it was when I was sitting over there. That episode, I was sitting over there.
It's this chair, full.
No, it's not the chair. It was just...
Not a bad fit as a half fish. No, just that sounded cool in my head. By the way, you're very handsome, my brother
and
mine.
Thank you. Yeah, so, but in conclusion, how's it my fault?
Yeah.
True. He's asking.
Okay, but next time, I'm going to just be like, hey, bro.
Take it off.
You know?
Yeah.
Pause. You know?
But you get what I mean? Like, I usually, like I was trying to explain, like, off camera, we were talking about it. I was like, when I come to podcast, I come in shorts, sandals, and a shirt because I'm here to relax and have fun and conversate. I don't care about my fit because... When we do these lives, I'll be fly. Just know that. You know what I mean? But, it was just bad.
I appreciated it.
I think it was just the pattern mismatch.
Okay, fuck off, Vic, all right?
No, I'm saying it wasn't that you don't know how to dress.
Today is better? Just asking. You think today is better?
Nah, I'm here to relax now.
Like, But I'm just asking you, think titties.
Oh, yeah, this swag now. You didn't know.
Oh, ripped off
yeah, facts.
Graphics?
Havoc.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, okay.
Killing it. Sugar Hill.
I'm here for it. I'm
shout out Sugar Hill, by the way. They be sending me some fly shit.
Do you know Sugar Hill Gang?
Yeah. Is that a rap group or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like probably the first
rap group.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I said a hit.
A friend of me.
Oh, my God. They made that?
Yeah. I love teaching to know new things. I love it.
Wow.
Yeah, they made the
that's a long time
the message,
ago,
right?
Yeah.
3 years ago, a friend of mine. So that's when everybody used to rap like that.
Yeah. She was so like trash. It pauses?
Imagine we started now rapping like
hey,
that.
That shit was so trash. Let's keep it a buck.
like we give them the props on like starting hip hop, but like.
Yo, you know who's like, the worst rap group of all time?
I don't know if I want to know.
Beastie Boys.
Oh, no. I actually like
terrible.
Oh, that's wrong. No.
Fucking terrible. Trash. No fucking bars. No bars. No flow. They rap like middle schoolers. Like, come on. Like, brass monkey chunky. That funky monkey. Come on, bro.
That's a hit.
That's a hit.
Trash. No bars.
Toot it and boot it. Like, come on, bro.
They made toot it and boot it?
No, but like, it's like, what are we really saying?
I was like, I thought it was YG. I've been lying to my whole life.
It's the Beastie Boys.
No, yeah, Beastie Boys trash.
Was Beastie Boys part of that
hip hop era? What's the robot one? The robot one? The intergalactic.
Equally terrible. Equally terrible. That shit was like, look back at it now. Like,
don't you tell me to.
That shit only gets played at white weddings now. Nobody wants to play that shit. Cut that shit off.
How much would you pay to go see the Beastie Boys?
Nothing.
You'll pay something.
I would never pay a dollar.
$15 to at least see a legendary group, even though you don't think they're legendary?
No, I wouldn't care.
Okay.
I don't want to hear no brass monkeys.
I'm not mad at Beastie Boys, but I'm
not mad at them either. They're just trash, you know? You just got to call a spade a spade.
Yeah.
I don't know who they really are.
Sorry, that was just my random.
But I love this hip-hop talk.
Maybe not. Not over here. You guys want to do Don't You Know I'm Local, Edgar Report, or CNR first?
Don't You Know I'm Local.
Yeah, let's do Don't You Know I'm Local.
Right, we're going to run through, because Don't You Know I'm Local. Oh, actually, let's actually recap our holidays.
Yeah.
Let's just get that out of the
way. Oh, yeah, that's right.
How's everybody's Thanksgiving?
Mine was a little, a little awkward.
Ooh.
Why?
Yeah. Girl awkward or family awkward?
No, not girl awkward, but like.
Or family awkward.
Family awkward, like, not everybody that was there gets along.
Right.
And like, it's. And no pun intended, but in my family, the girls tend to always have the most drama, so everybody's, like, on edge. Like, when is it going to pop off? While all the boys are in one table just like, fuck you, you don't have a dad. So, well, you don't have a dad, I'll beat you in FIFA. And then on the other table, everybody's like, this, like just eating. Cause... And you know what I realized that we
hold
didn't...
Hold on. You said no pun intended.
Yeah.
What was the pun? Do you know what a pun is?
Just two women. I wanted to no put
offense,
it out there.
You meant no offense.
Oh, no offense. Sorry.
Yeah,
he meant
no offense. No pun is like.
He meant no offense.
Okay.
No offense.
No pun
but
is like we're talking about like coffee, and I'm like, oh, you know them beans. No pun intended. It's like something. That's
okay.
Directly.
Well, I'm horrible at English.
Okay. No offense to women. Is
yeah,
no
to
pun.
Women, but you guys seem to be a lot of the problem in the world.
No offense, you mean. No definitely offense. No offense.
But yes. So it was a little awkward, but overall it was cool. Hella food. You know what I noticed too?
What?
That my family doesn't really cook traditional shit. They did. But they usually always go with the best thing everybody's good at. Like my mom cooked her best dish.
Right.
She didn't cook like not everybody.
Like holiday dish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But overall, it was cool. I ended up at the homie's house, got drunk as fuck off some Casamigos, and sang Firework and Katy Perry.
There we go.
That's fire. So I ended up my Thanksgiving.
You sang Katy Perry?
Yeah.
How did it sound like?
Do you ever feel? That's a great song. I sang
keep
it.
Going, keep
I,
going,
for, I forgot the rest. I only remember when I'm drunk.
Like good line.
But in fifth grade, that was like the song.
What's up, Captain Wine?
Hi.
You selling syrup?
No.
Bro, those pants are $300. Just so everybody knows, those pants.
Oh, that's for
Marcus.
I want everybody to know that those pants are $300.
Can someone please film Captain Wine's pants?
I have a lot of confidence.
He's our intern. He drives a Beamer.
What? I wish.
It's a Benz.
A Benz. He's a Benz. Sorry. A Benz. He drives a Benz.
He drives a Benz. Let me get
look,
it right.
Just know our intern wears, like, his pants are worth
so
more than mine.
Correct.
More than mine, and let these put together.
Yeah. Just know the intern was just better last episode than me.
Well, I mean, we all were.
Fuck off, nigga. But yeah,
we don't have to pay you back up for all the snacks you just bought.
every time he comes, his chain is a little longer too. Yeah. Like he adds a link every week.
He's like publishing our podcast over in Japan.
Something. And like, so it's like, he sold it for NFT a long time ago. We don't even know.
Me and Josh are probably billionaires.
Nah, can we intern for you?
Teach us. Just teach
come. You have to come in frame now. People just gotta see you. Just come over here.
Yeah.
Look, I'll move. I'll move. So you, the sh- like.
Sit down
again.
No, just stand right. Stand there real quick.
Just sit
down
sit.
And cross your legs. Like,
that's awful lot of cuffs. Like
shout out Despo Dub.
Bust one of these right here. Look like this. Bam. He's showing off his brain.
We're gonna blur your face.
Yes, do that. Blur my face.
Yeah. So you're from Compton?
Can't be seen on
camera. Yeah, I'm from Compton. It's Athens, but you know, Compton.
What does that mean?
It's like a sexy name in Compton.
It's an unincorporated area.
He just banged on everybody's room. Yeah, I did.
No.
Special.
We get it. RJ's your big homie. We get it.
Yeah, shout out RJ. All
right, get away.
Oh, can you bring me the part right here, please?
Actually, yeah, shout out to RJ. I just seen him at Caitlin's concert.
Yeah, shout
concert.
Out to RJ. He's dope. So how was your Thanksgiving?
I'm trying to pull up. What's up?
Mine was actually very predictable. You remember what I said last podcast?
Yep.
About my Thea and her husband?
That happened?
That literally happened.
Was it awkward?
No, it happened after
last
I
podcast,
fell asleep.
He said they would ruin it because they would fight.
Yeah, and they did. And shout out to them because they watched the podcast.
Yay!
Appreciate your support. It was funny because you guys... Oh, shit. What the fuck was that?
I'm so sorry.
Pause.
Pause.
Tonight is the night to let it shine. Yeah, it's a great song. I think it fifth grade for my graduation.
That's hilarious. What was your graduation song? Or your,
are we
your
still recording? We are.
Fire. Yeah. What was your promotion song?
Promotion song? I don't know, but I know that my graduation song was Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I got a feeling.
Tonight's gonna be.
For like, for your senior year, right?
Yeah, senior year.
Man, to be honest, I don't think we had one for my senior year. Did we almost there for my seat? No, we didn't. But for fifth grade.
For elementary school?
For elementary, we for sure. Wow. Look at you doing internship, fool. Walk straight in front of the cameras while we're talking.
Oh, I didn't even realize you were recording.
Are we recording?
No. Oh, we're not recording?
But you guys are talking?
Girl, we're rolling.
Yeah,
Josh positive today. Yeah. I walked up to the door and I was like, it's locked. And he's like, So what, you think I just wanted to shit out here? And I'm like, I'm just chill. You only got a double check.
Just very smart ass. Sorry.
Nah. It's okay.
That's crazy. So your aunt's...
So Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. So Thanksgiving at my pop's house, it was just me, my sister, my brother-in-law, my aunt, her husband, and my pops, and my little sister. We just... hung out, and then by the end of the night, we're playing, I don't know if anybody's ever played Toma Todo. It's like a little, like...
The spin?
Yeah,
the
you spin
spindle
the thing.
Thing
the... So, I guess they got too drunk. Like, I was playing too, I kept losing. But I guess my tia and tio got too drunk. And then my tia accused my uncle of stealing, like, her winnings, which is only, like, $30, $40 or something. And then she's like, you fucking stole my money.
Yeah.
And then my dad's like, give her back her money. And it just they were way too drunk at this point. I was asleep. And it just ended up with like my dad kicking them out the house and then everything. Just,
is she your dad's sister or yeah. He's your dad's brother?
She's my dad's sister, yeah. And they're so much alike. So like fireworks are always bound to fly. You know what I'm saying?
Do you ever feel
like a plastic bag?
That's a great video, by the way, Katy Perry. I just want to put that out there. You're our mates. But yeah. What about you? How was your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, how's your Thanksgiving?
You know, it was good. My Thanksgiving was good. We did daytime. We did lunch because it was Jorge's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And so he had to get ready for Black Friday and stuff for marathon.
Mm.
So we did Thanksgiving during lunchtime, and then everyone had dip by the time it was night, so it was good. But I had COVID, when did you give me COVID, Angie? What was it? March? So I had COVID in March, and one of the symptoms I had was that I lost my sense of taste and smell. And it since has came back, but I was so looking forward to having pan con pavo, because we only have that for Thanksgiving. Mm. Pan con pavo. okay? Maximo. But it tasted like muted. Like it didn't taste the same.
Oh, it didn't hit the same.
Like no, plain?
Yeah, like, and I'm like, I know this doesn't taste like this. Mm. And everyone else was like, oh yeah, or the people that didn't lose their sense of taste. And I felt like, fuck, am I gonna live my whole life not knowing how pan con pavo tastes? What, Josh? Is that gonna happen to me?
No, I was just agreeing with you.
I know, but what do you think?
I don't know. No, it's
happening. What are your sources?
It's happening. I'm
sources?
Just as confused as you. It happened to me, so I'm wondering, damn, is this gonna happen to me
forever?
Now?
Yeah, is it gonna stay the same?
That happened to me. Sucks.
It fucking sucks, Don.
That sucks.
So that sucked.
Damn,
that's. Not like family dramatic stuff, but that sucked.
Man, now yours is way worse than the family shit.
Yeah. Like that, not being able to eat. That,
yeah, you feel me? That comes happens every day.
Yeah, that happens all the
but
time.
But yours? Yeah. Damn, can't eat bang on bobo no
tip. Yeah, the taste is just never gonna
be. Man, fire for the calentadas like two nights in a row. Jeez, come on.
That's fire.
That was fire. That was gas.
But one thing we haven't talked about here that I'm pretty sure a lot of people were talking or fighting about and fight about. Is terrenos. Do either of you have terreno or your family fights about terreno back in Mexico?
Oh my God.
Or El Salvador, because it my
okay,
mom
okay. So I think, mom, I'm not sure, but I could say, like, my family has for sure gotten into it about who could stay at my grandma's, who pays a little more, who's this, or who's. Mm-hmm. But there has been situations where, like, so, example, like, my mom always told us, like, the reason I don't have my terreno, well, she sold it, but she's like, the reason I never built a house, because I prefer giving you guys everything when you guys here than having something over there. Like, she's like, my mom always tells us, like, when I die, don't bury me in Mexico, because I'll be alive. I want to be with you guys, my kids, and my grandkids. Mm-hmm. Bury me here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, and you know, because more people like, I want to be buried back home.
Yeah, patas.
Yeah, like, no, my mom's like, what the fuck, I was there. Up to the age of 16, 17, and then I had to come here. Like, nah, bury me here.
Yeah.
So, but I for sure heard a couple little, like, oh, well, I put in more for the bricks. And, oh, well, no, I put in more for the, yo pago la luz y el gas and this and the little bullshit back and forth. But, yeah, those arguments are always, because you would think family wouldn't argue about, like.
And it's always that, though. Like, once someone dies, it's probably, like, the worst part, the worst time for the family, because people are fighting for the shit that they left behind.
Yeah, and then
don't let it be like the grandma or the grandpa or
and
like
it's,
the mom
it's such
or
a
dad,
weird time. It's like grieving, and then it's like, so what are we gonna do about the,
the house?
And it's like, los 10 acres of terreno. Like,
that was his favorite.
Like, who gets it? Oh, well, he told me on his last day that my daughter was gonna get it. And, and it's always, and I'm like, dude, just you're never gonna go back.
You know what I'm gonna do when you I get super papers. Old? I'm gonna tell everybody that they're entitled to everything. Royal Rumble. And I'm like, everybody's gonna be like, no, I swear to God, he told me. They're all gonna be telling the truth.
Because you told each of them.
Every
separately?
Single one.
I love
separate text.
You were my favorite.
Wow. Look, this is that. Little Vic, you're watching this.
The fact that you said everybody and did not once think Little Vic should get it all. You're fucking asshole.
I don't know how many like how grandkids many kids and all that.
Fucking Little Vic finna be squabbling. Yeah. I was his first.
He got a heads up on this.
Yeah, facts. He gonna finesse everybody out of it.
I love this.
No, because it happened with, I know, so when my grandma passed away, she's from El Salvador. But so I think, I'm assuming what had happened is, like, she had bought a house with her sister. And then my grandma tore it down and then built a bigger house over it. And so my grandma passes away. So the sister's like, this is my house now. But my grandma's like, I left it to my daughters, which is my mom and my tia. And so there's, like, a whole beef on that. And then you're not there. And they're there in El Salvador. So they're living there. So they're like, no, it's ours. They feel, like, entitled to it. And it's like, it's just, it's unnecessary drama.
And they think anybody in America is rich.
Yeah.
Right? So that's a problem too.
And then that's the worst, like arguing over WhatsApp. Like, come on, we're not getting
it's
nowhere.
Bad. It's
like it's
like I've seen my mom and her favorite cousins now not be like cool.
Yeah. Over the beef of their parents and their.
Yeah, all that stuff. And it's like, that really sucks. And then you got to think, okay, so for example, putting Angie's fucking business on blast. She lives in a house and it's bought, right, Angie? Your house is bought?
Yeah.
And but it's, she, how many, she has how many children?
None.
No, like your brothers and sisters? Sorry.
Siblings? Oh, we're five.
They're five, right? And her parents clearly bought the house. But if they were to pass away, they would leave it to the youngest. Like, fuck what any of the other ones.
Really,
did.
Angie?
Yeah, I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Who's the youngest?
So you have to, it's a boy. It's the only boy. They left it to the only boy.
Yes.
sexism.
He's your age.
Yeah? What's up, moving with that fool? I forgot, forgot our crib, Angie.
Right, though, Angie? Like, what's that conversation? You just got to be okay with your family not giving leaving it to you?
Yeah.
You know what's crazy about that? Is it, wait, Angie says he's the youngest. Does that mean, like, he has to do a lot for your parents and shit?
He doesn't do shit.
Okay, so it's different. So give an example. I don't do shit. I'm the only boy. Steph's the youngest, only girl. She had to be with her mom until the minute she left. Steph had to do everything. That's crazy, right? It's sexism.
Yeah.
Steph, I'm with you, brother. Yeah. Steph was... If you ask Steph right now, she'd be like, I left because if not, I'm going to be stuck there for life. And it's not in a bad way. It's just tradition.
No, well, Angie's the one that does a lot for the house. You, they all do a lot for the household.
Angie,
not
you're
to
the,
put her business on blast.
For you're the youngest girl?
Why are you putting your butt?
I'm so sorry. But no, but just the terreno combo and all of that reminded me of the
Yeah.
I don't
but
know.
To us, it's like,
I feel like if you're
to
just
me.
Waiting around for terrenos, like waiting around for like your relatives
to die.
That's
also a problem.
You're kind of a piece of shit. Like, let's keep it 1,000. Like, my grandpa, he was the oldest of all like his siblings. Mm-hmm. And my great-grandpa passed away, and he had some terrenos. And my grandpa's, like, done okay for himself and everything, has his own properties. And, like, all the people were fighting, but it was up to him to, like, distribute it. Mm-hmm. And then he was just like, y'all could have all that shit. I don't need none of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, it's like, pointless going back and forth, like, when he really doesn't need it. You know what I'm saying? Inheritance should be for, I guess, the ones who, you know, need it the most, in a way. Maybe the least deserving.
Yeah, I believe that. Like, I think when family goes to Mexico... My aunt, my aunt always lets like somebody stay there or somebody needs them more than somebody else. Mm-hmm. They can say, but obviously if you have money, like example, like if I have a house here, and then my mom had a terreno, and me and my sister are going back and forth, and I live in a $1 million home, like I'm not gonna argue with you about a terreno in Mexico.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Like, bro, like obviously if like whoever needs it, because that's just wanting more. That's being greedy.
Mm-hmm. But that does really happen.
No, it does.
Yeah,
it does. It does.
That's what's crazy. So my grandma got me and my sister and my cousin terreno out here somewhere. I don't even know where it is. It was really far. She showed us one time. It was really far away. Probably somewhere crazy far. Mm-hmm. So when my grandma was in the hospital, she was dying. They needed to clear all her assets so that she can apply for medical aid, insurance and stuff like that. So she put the terrenos in her dude's name. And it's like her dude. Like, it's not my grandpa because it was just some, like,
un señor.
Yeah, el señor. El señor que anda con mi abuelita. I don't know.
I'm not calling him grandpa.
Yeah, he's not my grandpa.
Fuck, el vecino.
Del vecino.
El vecino.
So she left it to him, but it was stuff she told us, her granddaughters, that we were going to have. She passes away, R.I.P. abuelita, and he's not giving it to us.
He's not having it.
No. He's like, no, she put it in my name. We're like, God, this is crazy. Like, you don't see the devil in people until shit like this happens. Like, the evil, like, the malicious.
And then...
Oh, sorry.
You can't even argue it because it's on paperwork, huh?
Yeah. Like, he's right on paper. Like, but it's like, damn, her wishes... You know why she did that.
Yeah.
Like, she had to do that. Like, it's just... It's all fucked up. So if you had a fight over terrenos or your family fights over that, it might be some Latino shit because it's a lot of it's back home terreno shit.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
We feel you. Know that we feel you.
And then us like growing up, we're like, why are you fighting over a piece of land?
Yeah.
Hey, you don't understand. Yeah.
But you know what? I'm sure white people go through this, but like with different things. Like they probably
are like a house in Calabasas?
Like an Office Depot somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's my fucking Office Depot, Chad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure we all get through it.
Look at us. Arguing over terrenos that have nothing on top of it. It's just literally.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
dirt.
Like, there's nothing on the terreno.
It's literally horse shit.
It's dirt.
It's like, just in case maybe they decide to build here, you have something.
That's my tierra.
Yeah.
It was gangbanging. For real. They're literally fighting over blocks.
Why are we this way?
Oh, no.
So that was our Thanksgiving talk.
Yeah.
Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Did either of you shop? Did either of you buy anything?
Nope.
Neither of you did.
I was selling.
Is it a girl thing?
No, I was selling shit.
Fucking Brown Bag got me too popping. I can't go to do Black Friday no more physically.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shout out Brown Bag. Turned down this year, though. I feel like...
Yeah, but I didn't see no shit on the news.
I went to... Where was it?
Watch News?
I think I went to Target, like, on, like, not even remembering that it was Black
Friday.
Yeah,
just because you went to
and
Target.
And it was empty as fuck.
Yeah.
The Target or with people?
I bought...
The Target was empty. I went to the one in
Norwalk. I online shopped for Black Friday, and then on Cyber Monday, I didn't really get, like, nothing, like, popped out.
The deals are no longer like they used to be.
And then I think now we're hip to game. Now that like we're older, it's like 20% off really isn't a sale. That's fucking the taxes off.
And then like I feel like before we used to all
with our sales.
Fact. I know. I feel like we used to all like buy a whole bunch of gifts for random people. Yeah. When at least when I was a kid, like they'll be like, oh, we need to get like, you know, your step cousin like a gift. And now everybody's just like, man, fuck that.
Yeah.
Like,
who does your Christmas list consist of? Because I feel that like before it was like all my friends, my teachers,
all their kids,
fuck?
Yeah.
I never gave my teacher a gift. They get a bag of hot Cheetos.
That's a gift.
That's a good gift.
That's a blessing.
Yeah, it's a Mexican one.
Yeah, Mexican blessing. What does your list consist of now?
My kids and my nephews and my nieces. That's kind of how.
Fuck the grown-ups.
That's how it should be.
I feel that. That's what my sister does.
Grown-ups don't need no fucking gifts.
Because if I give your kids something, it's something less you have to buy, right?
But we're doing, for the record, we're gonna do a gift exchange in here. I'll set it up real quick. We're all gonna go to Santee.
Santee
Alley?
Yes. Okay, so we have to get all our gifts.
Everyone just has to be from Santee Alley. Yes.
Let's fucking vlog it. Ken, come to Juan. Can you write all of our names in the piece of paper in the group chat and put it in a bow? In our group chat.
Oh.
Right?
Okay. I don't know.
It should be us three and then it should be all of us.
Oh, okay.
For the visuals. I'm like, who's Jose giving this to to Josh? It's like, not who's Jose. Jose is incredible. Jose is behind our editing, and Josh is incredible. He's behind all of our security problems and
camera work.
he'll beat somebody else.
Security problems.
I'm just kidding. You're our security.
If you guys know, I got in trouble on the last podcast.
For what?
Girl trouble?
Yeah, I sent you guys a screenshot.
Oh, that's right.
What was it? What'd you do wrong?
Why do you want to bring it up if you got in trouble?
Because I'm already in trouble.
What was it?
Because I'm already in trouble.
Fuck it, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, when we were talking about the one?
The waiting list. I got in trouble for staying there on the waiting list.
Well, shouldn't have done that. Try to be cool for the podcast.
So I had to reply and be like, it was for show.
It was all for show. That's what I say every time. It was a hypothetical.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so... Each of us is going to pull a name out. So Secret Santa, but from Santee. Santee Secret Santa.
Okay. Santee Claus.
Fire.
Santee Claus.
Give it up. Give it up for me. Give it up for me.
That was great.
Wordplay master.
That was incredible.
Santee Claus.
Santee Claus.
I let it.
I got to patent that.
Wait, are we all, would we all be able to get each other?
We can buy, like, so... It can either go both ways. We get both gifts for each of us, or one of us picks, one of us picks, one of us picks. Is it?
No, because then it won't be even.
Okay, we're just
I'm not good at that stuff.
We're going to go to Santee. You're going to get something for us, too. You're
okay, that's perfect.
Too. I'm going to get something for us, too. But we have to reveal it on the show.
Yeah. So, I already know what I'm going to get Vic. All
right.
And we're also working on something. Maybe this is a good episode to tell you. We want to do a... Brown Santa.
Oh no, where will we find one?
Where could we find somebody that is
fuck off.
That is jolly enough and full enough.
All right.
Full Santa. Of joy.
So no, full of joy.
For a little elf.
I'll be the elf. Shut up, Miss Claus.
Fuck. I was gonna be what's it? Will Ferrell and Elf.
But we should call Brown Santa Santee Claus.
Yeah.
I love that.
Right? Maybe we could do something at Santee where you can bring your kids. If you're tired of taking them to White Santa and them crying, maybe they could take photos with Duno.
Facts.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
You don't want to sit on fucking Chad's lap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Uncle Chad.
Uncle Chad.
Chad. Uncle Duno.
Uncle Duno.
Duno's lap on the other hand. Bring all your Aidens.
Oh shit!
If they start crying,
silver teeth, or you can't get in.
Yeah, silver teeth in free.
When they start crying,
free admission.
When they start crying, do the Mexican shit. Shut up!
Hey, Duno's pinching him when he's crying. Shut the fuck up!
Vas a ver. Vas a ver.
You're gonna make a great dad. Make an incredible dad. So that's what we're planning to do. It's still in the works. We should actually think to start doing that within the next couple weeks.
Special projects team.
Yeah, special Assemble. Projects team.
If I went to, I'm ready to throw.
That'd be dope.
You're what?
I'm with it.
Yeah, I love that. And we need to find a brown suit for Santa. They only come in red.
Yeah.
So. We gotta work on that.
I'm sure we'll find it.
We're gonna kill it. It's gonna be incredible. Yeah. We got you guys. So that's that's gonna be the holiday episode.
Thanks.
And yeah, so that's how Black Friday and Cyber Monday went, right?
Yeah. Oh, and then on Sunday, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Sunday was my son's birthday, Ludwig's birthday.
How was that?
It was cool.
I feel like shit because I wish I went.
It's okay. I know it was Jorge's birthday and everything. I know, I already knew. And then even
that weekend was crazy.
Next weekend or this weekend, same thing. Crazy. I already knew. But yeah, it was cool. It was just, you know, bowling alley, regular shit. Yeah. Him and the kids, like, just running around, arcade.
Oh, that's cool.
Pizza. That's all kids
That's the
want.
Life.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
We all remember our little kid parties. Like, that stuff is awesome.
And it's like, simple. I feel like a lot of times, like, parents try to, like, do it up too much to, like, look cool for Instagram.
Right.
When, like, the kids would just rather just do this regular, normal shit.
You know what I'm saying? The kids don't want to go to Dave & Buster's.
Yeah, they don't want to,
take my kids love Dave & Buster's.
Really?
And
Jorjito's
afraid of fucking Chucky because that fool looks like a crackhead now.
That fool does look like a crackhead.
Yeah, Jorjito is like, fuck you.
He lost a lot of weight.
Yeah,
super. He lost a lot of weight.
He did.
Fast, too. Yeah.
That fool was eating a pipa hard.
Yeah.
That fool was super succumbed and I want to see that. Hey, Chuck and Cheese in the back.
He's Chuck Edgar Cheese now.
So, yeah, we do Dave & Buster's. But maybe you're talking about us.
No, I love Dave & Buster's. Yeah. I wasn't talking about Dave & Buster's. I was talking about, like, when, like, they'll throw, like, a huge-ass party that, like, the parents enjoy more than the kids.
All right.
No.
Talk shit, Vic. Talk your shit.
What
talk
are you
your
talking?
Shit.
I'm
here.
Not
I'm
talking
here.
About
it. Fine. Let's go. Let's get it. Come on. What else?
I'm not talking shit about you. I'm your party hasn't even happened.
Oh, just watch.
Well, how am I
Maximo
supposed to
and Josh have been to my parties, right?
Well,
Angie, you've been there, right?
I've never
for the boys,
party.
Right?
Yeah.
Is he describing them or not?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're Jay Clark.
I'm just jealous I'm not rich. Yeah. I'm jealous I'm not rich. All right, moving on.
We're going to give him a Benz?
Yeah, I have to explain this to Vic.
Yeah.
Because he's asking why he doesn't have a humongous party. Not this year, Papa.
You have to wait.
Oh, shit.
Fuck, the labels are lagging with the check.
So for Cyber Monday, for Black Friday, I bought a hydro flask.
Oh, that's tight.
Who laughed? Who is that? Compton Juan. Look, fool. Fuck you.
Wait, you bought what?
A hydro flask. You know the Visco girls, how they have, like, it's literally a water bottle, but for some reason it costs, like, so much money. It costs, like, $60.
Why?
It keeps the water cold.
Uh-huh. But, like, the girls put all the stickers on it. It's some white girl shit.
Ah, okay.
But I would never.
$60?
I got one for $20 on Amazon.
But then it wasn't a hydro flask.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't the brand.
Yeah.
I got the brand.
The
marca.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's marca. But, like, I would never do that on original pricing. It's just too much for a fucking water bottle.
How much is it in original pricing?
It's, like, $60. So, it's probably like now $50. It wasn't that much of a difference, but I'm like, okay, at least I'm gonna get it on sale and feel a little bit like I didn't pay the full. Can we get a picture of a hydro flask so this fool could see? You're gonna know what it is.
No, I this is just rich talk right
now.
It's not even rich talk. It's just white privilege.
It's super normal. Like, it's just the
you,
brand.
Do you have one?
I have one in my car right now.
Yeah, but you don't have the marca.
No, I don't have the marca at all. No.
Oh, fool! Yeah, I know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you bought one of those?
Yeah.
On sale?
I felt good on Black Friday. No? Nobody else got the shit like that? I don't know. It always feels like you're doing, at least you're getting something.
Yeah.
If you're paying a little bit less even. Like, if it's on even a little bit of a discount.
I get what you mean. Yeah. I'm about to get a PS5. So the guy was like,
hey.
Seven something. I was like, 700. Mm. He's like, seven. I'm like, 650 in a shout out. You feel me?
Using that shit? Oh, that's
like, what? Boy, you know who I am? Just on the follower busting, boy.
I did some dumb shit. So Maximo showed me this account that sells shoes. Mm-hmm. And so I picked two shoes. And so they were like, let's say they were 250 and 270. And so I'm like, hey, for both of them, can I get it for like 500 for both? And then he said, yeah. And I thought, like, oh, shit, I came up. But what he just took $20 off.
Yeah.
But I don't think I did the addition right. I thought they was probably both 270.
Addition or addition? Is it addition?
Addition. Like, addition.
Yeah. Is really? Really?
What? What do you mean?
Is addition like she added the addition? What?
Yes.
That's what she's saying, right?
Yes, I was adding the numbers.
It's addition? I'm tripping right now.
What are you talking about?
The way
about?
She said it, it sounded like it was an E for it. I was like,
oh, no, not the addition.
Oh. Yeah, I was like, okay. That's
addition.
Yeah, relax, okay, so I'm wrong. Oh. Yeah. No, she said addition, right? Like,
she said addition.
She said addition.
What did I say, right?
Wait, when you say it.
When you say it now, I feel. You're saying it sounds like addition. Like,
that's what I heard. That's what I heard.
That's what it is. You're saying it right how I want it.
Addition.
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 I think I think both of the words.
Tomato,
sound the same.
Tomato. Okay, move on.
It's different words, but it's
not. Yeah, no, yeah. I was like, I was confused. I was like, okay.
It's called a homonym.
Yeah.
It sounds the same.
Spell homonym real quick.
H-O-M-O, homo. N-Y-M? Homonym?
Homonym, yeah.
Can we... Can we check it?
H-O-M-I-N-I-D.
What?
No.
Shut the fuck up. We're getting you stupider. Do not watch us anymore. Fuck. Do not it. Listen to fuck us.
Thank God you're good at sales.
Homonym? Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Okay, I don't know what that was.
It's H-O-M-O-N-Y... M.
What did you think?
He was trying to sell us.
Everybody
just
move on, you know. Yeah. It's early in the day.
It's a lot. Hominid? What the fuck is a hominid?
So you added it and then what?
I did the addition and I just felt like fuck. I could have asked for more off, but I just legit thought it was a deal that I got $20 off, and I was like, can you? And I was like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna post you. I'm gonna promote, because I thought like, oh shit, like let me like give him more. Yeah. But it's like, dude, he just took $20 off, like.
And he marked it up like $400.
Facts. You guys need to show me how to like bargain.
You got to finesse for sure.
Yeah.
Just ask for a number that you think is unfair, and then you'll get to a fair one eventually.
Right. You got $650 and a shout out for whatever you.
For my shoes.
Yeah.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, I paid it. That fool gave me like maybe $100 off, but I did buy like 3 pairs of shoes. You know what I mean? So it wasn't really. It was kind of like you.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was cool. I support you, feel me?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
That was great. That was just the recap of our weekend.
Facts.
Weekend was amazing.
Don't you know I'm local? The Flash Robs.
No, everybody's getting stuck the fuck up, too. Mm-hmm. That shit is crazy.
LA is hot right now.
Yeah.
Super crazy.
We were talking about our shoes. We're not in LA, by the way. We record at Rosemead.
We're in Wisconsin.
We record in Fontana.
We're in Wisconsin. We're definitely in Fontana. We're on Mango Street. And your fit looks fire, Vic.
Oh, thank you.
But your shoes don't.
Oh, yeah.
And why? What were you saying? Your shoes look fire. They're Air Force.
I mean, just Air Force.
But you were like.
Yeah, so I mean, I live in Hollywood. I live in like the middle of the shit. Like, mm-hmm. Literally, my Citizen app is going off every few hours. That
damn.
Somebody just got stuck up at gunpoint. This 7-Eleven just got robbed. These people just ran into this restaurant and, you know,
yeah,
armed robbery,
people,
all
yeah,
that
yeah.
shit. So I'm like, damn. I'm like super head on a swivel now. But like, I have a lot of like shoes that, you know, are valuable.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not wearing this shit. Because I know how LA is around this time.
Right.
But this year it's a little heightened, I feel like.
Yeah,
even people from
heightened.
New York, all over the country are talking about there's an LA crime wave right now.
Yeah.
That's like bad. You know what I'm saying? When it goes out to like national
news. It makes
media.
Like national news. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not even going to test it. You know what I'm saying? It's the way shit is. It's holiday season. People are hungry. That EDD shit ran out.
Mm-hmm.
And people are looking for a lick.
Yeah. Don't be that.
It's really. Not going to be me.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Knock on wood.
Yeah, facts.
But I mean, it's one of those things. Is like, if you can prevent it somehow, you know what I'm saying? Like, by not wearing your jewelry,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Not wearing your watch, not wearing, you know, these super expensive shoes, especially when you know you're gonna have to like walk somewhere for a long period of time, mm-hmm. or just be caught slipping in general.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, be careful.
Yeah,
they're out. The
hangers
are out.
That's why Duno dressed like how he did last episode.
Yeah, homie, what are you going to steal? The flannel tape? I already don't want
you
it.
You can't
anymore.
See my legs. I'm wearing camo. You can't see me.
Take that shit off, boy. Don't match.
Give it to me now.
No,
I don't know how I feel about that shit. To me, it's like, honestly, like me, like, damn, like the couple shit, like when couples be eating, I'd be like, damn, you're fucking.
That shit was
you're
awesome. Glad yeah. Wait, like, what if though? What if that was a setup? What if the girl set him up?
Why is it always a girl setting the guy up? What if the guy set the girl up?
She didn't get robbed, did she?
Yeah, they both did. They both had to come off of there with their shit. Mm. Come on.
Okay, I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Don't be sexy with the setups, okay?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I love you. But the woman be setting up, boy. They be, man. I done met a couple homies there. Was walking up to the bus stop. They just got beat up. I was like, what happened? He's like, my damn, she set me up.
Damn, that must be the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah. I've heard that story, like, clearly. Yeah. It's a very common occurrence.
Yeah. Nah, but that's crazy. I don't know. I just, you know, like, man, honestly, man, if you have your shit and they got you, just give it up. It ain't worth your life.
At all.
I hope people don't think that it makes you gangster to not give it up and die over a chain that you bought that you could buy again. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
No, I've been studying a lot of videos on the internet, and so I know how to navigate the gun away.
The dude a fucking dumbass. Have you seen
those? Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious.
Let's try it real quick.
I'm like, okay, research. Okay, we're getting there. Oh, fuck.
Yo, let's not try that shit at home at all.
No, don't do that, please, because I'm just going to die. I'm going to die.
Nah, if I don't get out, he's
gonna
be murdered. He's so confident already.
He's like, whoa.
What happened? No, what happened?
Then he sticks your eyes and your fingers.
That guy, self-defense people.
Yeah, like that he keeps, he's like, look, simple. Like, they put the gun to your head, right?
So there'll be a gun here and he'll be like, and now just move it. I'm like, dude, this is...
That is your back of your head.
Yeah, like you're gonna die.
No, but then TikTok is the funniest place on earth. Like, people be doing that and they move it and then they be in heaven. Like, what happened?
He's like, oh, I know what to do. And then he just ends up in heaven. Fuck!
I ain't gonna lie, take the L, man.
Yeah,
it's not worth it. Like, I hope, like, you feel me? Like, unless it's obviously like you with your, like, if they're putting it, like, hopefully this never happened, but obviously if they're like, your family's in danger with your kids or your, like, certain things, but, bro, man, if they're asking you for your chain, give it up.
Yeah, you get it back, bounce back.
I think that what made it more serious to me was the amount of people. Like, I know we talked about how it was like 80 people running in at the San Francisco spot, and it happened out here too, but it's like, usually you're gonna say like it's knuckleheads or it's a certain like people just out to get a lick, right? But then you see like, no, this is some regular people too.
Yeah,
this is some just out of their luck, shit's going hard, what can I do?
Yeah,
maybe I could flip this, right? And then shit like that happens. So
desperate needs.
The Home Depot one is what is tripping me out, because it's like, I get why you do the luxury brands, right?
Yeah.
Did you go to Home Depot to get the stuff to break into the other places? Or why are you breaking into Home Depot?
Man, tools are expensive.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need a, you know, fucking stucco and, like, all these different materials, too.
Do you think it's easier to flip, like, a power drill versus, like, a purse?
For sure. Well, man, you pull up to a work site and go, like, oh, yeah, I got all this on sale. Come on. Yeah. What, man?
You know how to get it off?
Exactly.
You know what I
mean?
Yeah.
And they
so then they're smart. Well, they're not smart. They're... Don't do that. Don't do crime.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know. Because
initially on face value, it's like Louis Vuitton, Nordstrom's, Home Depot. Like, it's like, what? CNR.
Nah, but yeah, that'd be crazy, bro. The Home Depot one is wild. Like, power drills. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, that's crazy. That shit is some expensive shit, though.
Yeah. And then I believe they caught most of them, and two of them were teens.
Man, all they're going to get is this. Slap on the wrist, go home.
Not gonna promote to do
no, that. No, I'm just saying that's crazy though. Like,
yeah,
it's just a lot.
Yeah, all that shit is crazy. Everybody just be safe.
Have either of you ever been robbed?
No, thankfully.
I've never been robbed, but I've been like, when I was young, when I was like 12, there were like some older fools at the stairs where we were kicking. It was like, hey, empty out your pockets.
That's robbed. Shit.
No, we didn't have nothing, so I didn't get robbed. We're 12.
It was an attempted robbery. He was just practicing.
He tried this shit. Yeah. And then when we got older, we ran into it again. I'm like, come on now.
Oh, shit.
Nah, but yeah, he was like, empty your pockets. I'm like, dude, I have like cheap earphones and like
$2.
He has skull candies and.
Yeah. Here, if we'll go get yourself a real steal.
Fuck.
What That's about crazy. You? Have you ever been robbed?
No, I don't think so. One time I stole, though, when I was little. Well, we were talking about getting stolen, right? Stealing?
We're talking about
the other day, the other episode.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I thought of one, in school that I didn't say here?
Fucking roba lunches.
So, roba lunches. Leti la roba lunches. I like the ring. It has a nice ring to it. So, did you guys ever have where so there was two sixth grade classes, but for some reason, part of the semester, they were still in all of their seats and everybody still sat there, but like after lunch, the other class would go there. So I don't know how to explain this.
I get what you're saying. You guys rotate after
rotate,
after
lunch. But it's like it's still their stuff and it's still our stuff in our class. We just rotate so that we do music in their class or yeah, some shit. Like, and then they learn some shit in our teacher's class. Yeah. So we rotated and we were doing like the recorder, that thing that looks like the clarinet, but it's not really clarinet. And I was like just putting my hands in the desk and I found like at the time it was like some bracelet that girls would put on their bicep. Mm-hmm. I don't know, it looked like very Spice Girls like. Mm-hmm. And I took it.
Oh.
And I wore it the next day. And it's like that's a very specific thing to now have.
Did you get caught?
And someone else. Yeah, because the girl was literally in my grade. And she's like, hey, that's mine. And then I just so happened to sit in her desk when we rotated. Mm. So I got suspended.
Oh, yeah. Shit. All bad.
Damn. That's... Getting suspended early. But I knocked that out early so that it just didn't, like, then I didn't do it anymore.
I feel it. Learning in sixth grade.
Facts. Better to learn in sixth grade
than in 12th grade.
Yeah, facts.
Shit, so, I love that for nothing.
Yeah, thank you.
That's great. Early.
Learn young.
You've never been robbed? No one's ever been, like, run your shoes?
No, thankfully not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've just been fortunate. I want to say I don't think I'm, like, a tough guy or anything. It's just... It's never happened to me. I've never like came across the wrong person at the wrong time yet, you know.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Knocking on wood. I don't want this to be the clip of like.
I know.
Vic gets robbed, and then it's the clip of here's where he is talking about not getting robbed.
Oh shit. No. I'm always paranoid about that though. Honestly.
Yeah.
I always have it in my mind like it could happen anytime, any place. So.
Can we record them being loud? Can someone record our neighbor being loud? Because they're fucking. There.
Yeah.
Complain about us. We might be changing studios because our neighbor hates us. Yeah. All we're doing is respecting the community and being a voice.
But she's talking about stealing. My sister yesterday, or she told me.
Oh.
She like we're at dinner, and then we're all just talking about like shit we did when we were like teenagers and stuff. And mm-hmm. She's still a teenager. She's 17, and then she's like, "Yeah, I remember one time when I stole your car, Vic." And I'm like, what? Yeah. And then she's like, yeah. Are you mad? And I'm like, the fuck? Like, what do you mean you stole my car? Yeah. I'm like, you're still 17. Like, this had to have happened recently. Right. And I'm like, what car? Like, I'm trying to put a timeline together. And she's like, the one you have now. And I'm like, I've only had it for like a year.
Yeah.
And then I was like, when did this happen? She's like, you seem mad. I don't know.
Move forward with this story.
She teased you thinking you were going to be okay because you're the cool like, brother.
Because we're all telling stories like, yeah, I remember I threw this party. Like, and then like we don't expect her to chime in because like she's not done.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me? Like she's still that age.
So she stole
like,
your car?
Yeah, I stole your car. And I'm like, when? And she's like, I don't know. Sometime like you left the car here and you were out of town and all the stuff. You left the keys. She's like, what was I supposed to do? And I'm like,
not take my fucking car.
Why the fuck did you take my car? I was like upset, but also like I understand a little bit.
So I'm glad she stole your car, nobody else's car.
True. Yeah. True. But it was just surprising, I guess. I'm like, damn, like you got balls. Like you really stole my car.
Yeah. Were you somewhat proud?
And also she must know how to drive.
Yeah.
She didn't fuck it up.
She didn't. It came the same piece, you know, like nothing happened to it and all this stuff. I'm like, okay, I guess.
Were you
like,
a little bit proud?
A little bit of like her courage.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, cause I wouldn't have done that when I was a kid.
Right.
And I did a lot of shit, but I would have never like stole a car.
Facts.
Or like stole my dad's car or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? It was very interesting.
Yeah, now you know her a little bit more.
Yeah. And then it's like,
damn, no,
like,
I'm not leaving your car at my dad's house.
Ever. Yeah, just so you could go see a fucking Edgar? Nah, fuck that.
Oh, she's the Edgar sister.
No, she's a player. Think about this real quick. What are you doing? Nothing. What about you? My brother left his car. Scum me. On my way. Yes. I'm for her.
No, you know what? He's not an Edgar, because if he was a real Edgar, he would have had his own Mama Lona.
Exactly.
So he's a pretender.
That was a broke Edgar.
This is great intro into Edgar Report.
Edgar Report.
The Edgar Report.
Vic's uncle's beating up little Edgars.
That's what's going to happen next time I see bro. Nah. So apparently at a, you know, there's these like cruise nights and like car shows and everything. It's car culture in Southern California. Yep. Usually Sundays people go for cruises. For the longest time, it was lowriders that would occupy that space. But now younger kids are getting these mamalonas, and they're now, you know, going for these cruise nights and
occupying the same space.
Occupying the same spaces because they know that, okay, you can cruise here, you can do your thing. So obviously the lowrider guys are way older. They're like my dad's age, like 50s, 60s, 40s. And the mamalona guys are way younger, probably, you know, teens and 20s, early 20s and stuff like that. So there's obviously a generation gap. And, you know, lowrider is about cruising, taking your time, not disturbing the peace.
With the ruka, your mellow.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you're playing a little more family time. You're playing oldies, you're vibing out. You know what I'm saying? Mamalona is like the complete opposite. Like you're playing loud, corridos hip hop at the top, like fucking volume, and then you're doing donuts and skirting out and shit.
Oh my God, that must be so annoying for like the lowrider people.
It is. So there's a clash. So, you know, apparently that happened in real time. And then, you know, the OGs hopped out the car and we're talking shit. And like any young kids are going to be like, man, fuck you. I don't give a fuck. Like,
which I'm for that. Because I hate, like, I ain't going to lie. I have a situation where, like, even in the industry, if we try to, like, man, like, fool, I honestly don't give a fuck who you are, bro. Like, I get it. You could have came at me at a certain way. But obviously, like, if there's families and food are swinging the car, like, you also got to be mindful that there's kids. People are having, like I would never go to a, like, I talk a lot of shit, but I would never go to, like, play football right where a family's having, like, a picnic and be a piece of shit. Like, tell the homies, like, oh, suck my dick. Like you know? There's certain shit you don't do. So if you see, like, where there's, like, a bunch of families, obviously, bring your cars. Obviously, don't let them punk you, but also be understanding that, you know what I mean? Take it a little slow, and when they leave and later on in the night, do y'all shit, swing y'all cars, do your donuts.
Time and place, because usually when the takeovers happen, it's like, there's, you know, obviously it's dangerous, but there's no kids around usually. It's like, you know, way later in the day.
Right.
But this, like, Sunday cruise shit is family time.
Basically. I should dedicate it to them.
Exactly.
It's on a Sunday afternoon.
Exactly.
Thanks. So your team, Mamalona.
I'm team, I'm with him.
I'm team lowrider.
Yeah.
Feel me? I'm almost 30.
Yeah, I'm with them. But also don't be a piece of shit and, like, bump some crazy ass shit around kids. You know what I mean? Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
I like it, though. I thought it just teaches you that, you feel me?
It's always going to be some clash.
I love it. I like it. It was interesting. They didn't really fight. They just threw, like, a Gatorade. Was it like a soda or like a beer?
Yeah, it was like,
That's fighting, though. Because that's on your whip.
No, but the lowriders threw at the mamalonas.
Yeah, that's
the mamalonas are a little more beat up than the lowriders. Because if we imagine you throw a beer at a lowrider.
A lowrider?
Oh, yeah. Boy, you're going to be God, boy.
You're going to have to navigate around that pistol.
You should get a lowrider.
Want a lowrider.
I can see you in a lowrider.
Oh, wow. What color?
Silver with some kind of purple stripes, some kind of like pinstriping.
That'd be fire, fool.
I also want a bike.
Lowrider bike?
Low
bike? Oh, yeah, you did
say
that.
Remember Curly?
Yeah, shout out Curly.
Yeah, maybe I should work with Curly.
Yeah, facts.
What?
We gotta. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
No inside secrets.
It's not bad.
Well, then say it.
No.
You can't say it like that on the podcast. Now all of our listeners and our viewers want to know what the fuck you're talking about.
He knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, then say it.
No, he don't want to say it.
It's not bad. It's going to be a surprise.
It's a surprise.
You guys are getting me a lowrider bike?
Okay, relax.
Now we're not. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I mean, that was my idea.
Yeah, facts, but you ruined it now.
Are you lying or not lying?
Why would we be lying?
I don't know, because the way his stupid little face looks right now.
What's wrong with you?
I just tapped him like...
He timed me. The minute the homie timed me, I already knew we synced.
Yeah.
He was like...
You in-synced?
Like, when we're at the club, bitches, you feel
that,
me?
Yeah. Nope.
Where's the brown bag? Can you please bring the brown bag back?
Well, out of cash.
You never do.
Oh, I have hella ones. Oh, my bag's over there.
Hella ones.
I was playing Tomatolo.
Fool, don't worry about it. We got you.
Please just say it.
That's what we said we're going
to
do.
I understood. And the minute he went like this, I swear to God, two fingers like this. I already knew what the homie was thinking.
I don't know if you're telling the truth.
We are.
No one's ever bought me something that nice. If you did that...
You have a Rolex.
Oh, you're so annoying.
Oh my god.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
You know the thing of that is Rolex never mattered to me. So the watch itself doesn't mean as much to me as like something I wanted since I was a little kid is to do a lowrider bike. Mm. You get me? Like I've always wanted to do a lowrider bike. Okay. So like even like the El Camino, right? My friend Lupe Fiasco, I'm gonna name
Wow, him. We get it.
Let's go to real quick. Do that real quick.
So on time I was like, he's like, "What's your dream car?" I'm like, "Dude, fucking El Camino." And he's like, "Letty, you know, you can go buy one of those right now. Like, you don't have to wait till you're rich." Like, cause I'm like, "Dude, when I'm rich, I want to get an El Camino." And he's like, "You could literally go buy one of those." But it's like in my brain, that means like it's in such high regard. Like I don't look at it the same as like other shit, you know. Yeah. So that's why like a lowrider bike would like.
So, thinking, just thinking out loud, if we give it lowrider, would you give us the Rolex?
It doesn't mean anything, right?
The lowrider, damn, I could really.
So the word alien has been dropped in California and Colorado. I think they started like in the summertime, but like now I think it's officially dropped within California and Colorado. I think other states were trying to get it outlawed, but they're California and Colorado are the ones that did it. The word alien.
This might be stupid, but is it alien for, like?
Yeah, it's stupid.
What they call Latino?
Yes, it's stupid.
Oh, Josh thought it was for aliens.
No, you thought it was for aliens.
No. I thought it was for.
Josh, you thought it was for extraterrestrials?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I've never really heard the term alien. Like,
towards Latinos? People.
Yeah, no.
I mean, what do you mean? It's all the news says it all the time.
Illegal
aliens?
The news. The news.
His sources told him not to watch the news.
Brainwashes his mind. Yeah.
Okay.
He needs to keep his third eye.
I wonder what they're gonna call us.
What do you call? No, there's non-citizen, which also sounds as bad. To me, it's like saying you're not a citizen.
I'll take non-citizen over alien.
Yeah. Alien. Non-human.
Like alien is like you're like where you're not even from Earth.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. I just got a crazy idea. What if? Why? Okay.
Say it.
If aliens don't exist, why is there a word for them? Ooh. Stumped everybody, didn't I?
My brain hurts this episode. What are we doing?
Josh got hella happy.
Right?
I did.
Right, that makes sense, right? He's I like, just thought about that right now.
I'll text you later, Vic. That's what he said.
I'll send you the link.
The Reddit. There's some Reddit pages to die for.
On WhatsApp. Or what's the other one? 4chan?
4chan?
Fucking Telegram?
Oh, Telegram?
Oh, Telegram? It's Telegram?
Yeah.
That was Telegram. Swear to God, I thought it was Telegram. It's crazy.
Okay, my bad. I didn't mean to interrupt you with this.
That is a bar. That's something like Loki Absol would say or fucking Daylight would say. Yeah. I'm like, oh,
my
shit.
Third eye just opened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love that.
Yeah.
I actually really like this podcast.
So it is alien for people.
Okay.
Okay. Just so we're clear.
So non citizen. Imagine. Was there any?
There's another one, but it's not coming to my brain. But I know one of them is non citizen, and of course, like undocumented is still going to be part of it. Mm. But yeah, alien makes someone feel very
alienated.
I know illegal feels really bad. So
yeah,
Jorge was undocumented till we got married. You're welcome. arreglo papeles, güey.
How much did he give you?
A Rolex?
That was a good one.
But damn, if he would have, for a lowrider bike, it would have been over.
It would have been over. I would have been stay at home mom, 7 kids, all that shit. For a lowrider bike. Maybe I need to lift up my standards a little bit, guys.
Don't say that. We're going to start getting fucking random lowrider
bikes
here.
To the P.O. box.
Yeah, to the P.O. box. They're like, this didn't fit in your box. Yeah.
Well, no, and he feels like the term illegal is very like, I'm a human, like
especially
when you say like illegals instead of like, well, even illegal alien is like double up of horribleness.
It's bad, yeah.
And it's like undocumented seems the lesser of the evils.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let us know in the comments. Do you like undocumented or I think non-citizen? Is there going to be a new term?
The fucking illegal alien is a piece of shit ass word.
Super
yeah,
piece of
that's,
shit
that's foul. Somebody, some white man, maybe named Chad, was sitting there like, you know, I need to find the most fucked up combination of words to describe these people that are coming to my country.
Aliens.
Yeah.
Literally doing the same things that an immigrant does. I'm just going to call this one illegal alien.
That's crazy.
Yeah. You know what else is crazy?
What?
Christmas tree prices. So a couple things are happening. First of all, like the shit that's happening at the ports is fucking up the like the bringing in of Christmas trees, the fake ones. And then just like labor and stuff is fucking up the real Christmas tree shit because there's less people working on the Christmas tree fields to cut them down and bring them. So they say that Christmas tree prices are going to be very high this year. I think where the average price is going to be like in the hundreds for a Christmas tree. So be ready if you even want a Christmas tree to begin with. So,
do you buy one every year or you save the one?
We got a fake one, but like a bomb ass fake one, like incredible.
So you have to save it for every year?
But my thing is like it's a fake one, but it has like snow on it. Maybe we shouldn't have done that because now it's like ombre snow because like the bottom got all the boys are like yanking at it and they've never seen snow in their lives and they're like, how is snow in my bed in my house right now? And so they're like yanking at it and now it's like it's white at the top and then just like dark at the bottom.
Dark at the bottom.
Like ombre, like you know the hairstyle.
Yeah, I paid like maybe like $130-140 last year for mine, I think.
And for a real one or
for a real one? And it was. I was super excited to buy it. I wanted it to be real because it was my first time in my place. I love you know that. What I'm saying? So I'm like, oh, I want a real Christmas tree. But the most economic thing is to just buy it one time. Like, my grandparents had a fake tree, like, my whole life.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, time to take out the tree. And also because my grandma's, like, a super, you know, like, clean freak. You know, like, she doesn't want to have all the shit everywhere and then it's dirty and all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I think I might look into buying a fake Christmas tree this year.
Yeah.
But I really like the smell of the thing. But you could just get a candle.
They have ornaments. No, they have ornaments that give off tree smell.
Home Goods?
I got a Target.
Target.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We have a special guest.
Yes, we do. Shout out my guy, A-Brims.
A-Brims. A-Brims in the building. Yeah.
Whenever you guys ask me, like, me and Duno and Letty, where we get our hats?
Mm-hmm. Right here.
Factual.
Pro Image.
Pro Image Sports in Fox Hills.
Mm-hmm.
LA's Hat Heaven.
Con Dios.
So we're doing a new segment. It's called Cap or No Cap.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to ask each other a question. And if one of us thinks we're lying, we're going to give them our cap and stack it on their head. If we think that they're telling the truth, we're going to keep the hat on our own head.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would first like to say to Abrams, how old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
And you run Pro Image.
Yeah.
In Fox Hills.
Yes.
Shout out to you for being a hustler.
Yeah. Latino businessman.
Brown bag business right there.
Yeah, brown bag business.
I appreciate that, especially
because... I've been in there.
Yeah, you come and you're so... you have the enthusiasm. Like, you can see, like, you're out here trying to get it. And, like, you... I don't think a job is too small for you. Like, I felt like that when we first met. Like, oh, this was really about his shit.
Yeah.
And he just is excited to get to know you and for you to know his business. So, I appreciate that about you.
I appreciate you for letting me know.
And he's creative.
Big ass store too.
Yeah.
Not a little horn the wire. He's a big ass chunky.
Yeah.
So to run that
motherfucker. He's a creative. He actually like designs all these hats like himself.
That's fine.
It's not just shit he sells. You know, he really gets in there and like designs all the colorways, the pink brims, all that stuff.
And this stuff sells out, right? Like you get lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
When
so
you
I
drop
every Saturday. Mm-hmm. Every Saturday we drop, and then like they line up 6 a.m. We open at 8 a.m. before the mall even opens. And
Damn.
Then, yeah, we have to get the whole hat drop done before 10 a.m. because it's just, like, it's
too
always,
much.
Like,
yeah.
So many people that we bring to the mall.
Wow, dude.
That's dope as fuck.
Are you hiring?
Huh?
Are you hiring?
Oh, yeah, we actually are. We actually are. Pro in the sports.
Yeah.
Fox News. Go get the application.
Yeah.
It's,
you gotta
it's
be swaggy,
online.
Though.
Yeah, gotta have a drip. Yeah. Gotta be fitted up.
I'm the one you need a job on Saturday.
All right, now let's play our little game.
Cap or no cap.
All
right.
I'm scared. I'm so scared of this game.
All right, Letty. So earlier you mentioned that you stole in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Have you stole again since then?
Cap or no cap?
Cap or no cap?
Cap or no cap.
I have stole since then.
I think you're telling the truth.
Really? You think I'm good?
Yeah.
You think I wouldn't steal after doing it like as a little kid?
I don't know. I mean, you said you learned your lesson.
True. I'm going to keep your hat then.
Okay.
Because I was telling the truth.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you would have stolen again, to be honest.
I did steal again. The truth is that I did steal again.
What did you steal?
He called cap on it.
What did you steal?
Remember I told you guys I went to the mall with my friends and they were stealing shirts?
Oh, I'm stupid.
You're
yeah.
like super stupid wow. for that. So I'm going to keep your hat.
Wow. Did you steal out of the Fox Hills mall? Where was it?
No. It was the Glendale Galleria. It was the Glendale Galleria. All right. Do no cap or no cap? In the past year, have you sharted?
Have I sharted?
Yeah.
Let me think of these drunk times real quick.
Or sober.
No, I haven't. Really? I've slightly pissed on myself. But I haven't sharted on myself. So take your pants back. But honestly, yeah, I slightly pissed on myself. It was really. I was like drunk and I was like, on a hurry, and I was like, ah! I had the cologne in the car, like.
Oh, you wow. didn't go home and check?
Nah, it wasn't like a fucking like a drip. It was like more like a coolo, like it like bounced off the wall type shit. You get me? You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, kind of. It just depends how much like.
No, it wasn't like. It was like more like it like it splashed, and I was like, okay, like. You feel me?
You went to the bathroom.
Yeah, in
it
the
cut. Splashed back at you.
Yeah, like it kind of splashed a little bit. It wasn't like I literally like. Oh. Yeah, it wasn't like. But yeah. I
thought
still
you like pissing yourself while you're driving.
Yeah, something. Like actually.
That's what I thought. Because
no, then you said you got the cologne.
I still put. I put like you feel me like. Okay. But it's like also, you know what I mean? Yeah. All right. Vic.
Oh shit.
All right. In the last month, has more than two girls slept in your bed?
Oh shit!
Whatever you say, just yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Anybody else have that?
Oh shit!
Go ahead, bro. I'm saying.
Put them on. Answer.
No.
Oh, oh dude, fuck. You're a piece of shit.
Oh my god. Oh shit.
That one's
okay, you wanna do one more round?
Yeah, we for sure gotta do one
oh
more round.
This
is
fun.
Yeah.
Toss
that
one up. Hopefully it'll look cool on camera.
Come on, Vic.
Oh shit. Okay. Alright, so I'm gonna ask Duno.
Oh fuck off. Yes.
Let's see. In the last 2 weeks, have you taken multiple women to dinner to go eat?
No.
All you do is eat for fun.
To dinner?
No, to eat.
You get to eat.
No. If you want to set my house, yes. To eat? No. I don't be seen in public with these. Oh, how good with Merletti, but I'm not going to do it. Should I do it, Letty?
No. You have to respect me.
Okay.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go first. You go first.
Vic.
Oh, shit. Yes.
Have you ever thought about kicking me out of the podcast?
No. No. Have I been afraid you were going to kick me off? Yes.
Me too.
Lovely. All right, go.
Would. Damn, have a good one, but.
Wait,
fuck.
We have to say cap or no cap.
Yeah, oh,
cap
fuck.
No cap. Yeah, no.
All right.
Have a good one, but I can't do it.
Why?
You better not.
Angie, look at me.
Oh, I know.
Angie, look at me real quick. I said, Angie, only Angie understands, only us four.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. No, okay. Would you...
I'm married, remember that.
You're married. Let's just play in the metaverse world. You're not married.
That's true.
Would you ever date a celebrity?
Cap or no cap?
Cap or no cap.
Would I ever date a celebrity?
Yeah.
I married Duno.
To a celebrity.
Not true, but in the metaverse.
Don't break down. Yeah.
Ask another question.
Oh my God, I don't know. You do this one.
Let me just ask again.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
For this, for both of you, cap or no cap?
Okay, no.
Cap or no cap, both of you. Have you ever thought another guy was cute? Cap or no cap?
Yeah, if I didn't know how many Vic is handsome.
Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez.
Not you.
It's okay. I'm a nice type.
He's a You're cute nice personality.
Type. I believe you guys.
All right, all right. Cap or, all right. Would you rather work...
Cap or no cap?
It's cap or no cap.
Not, let me, I'm going to do that in the end.
Stop changing the game.
Would you ever work... For, would you prefer working on Jay's Cole album or Kendrick
album? On Jay's Cole album?
On Jay Cole's album or Kendrick's album? Cap.
No.
You guys, I'm so question, sorry that Duno cannot follow directions. I promise you.
The structure is wrong.
Which album would you prefer?
Wrong with him.
Answer the question and we're going to see if it's cap or no cap.
I know what you said. Would you rather when you said cap at the end?
No, I was
cap.
Because we have to say it. Okay, they kept confusing you. We have to say it before or after. Fuck, shut up. Fucking rules are stupid. I'm going to use a cap game. We have hats on, fucker. Fucking dickhead, huh?
For who
album would you rather work on?
Cap or no cap?
We're going to do it the after.
J. Cole.
J. Cole?
Yeah.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah, thank you. All right, well, thank you for playing cap or no cap. We're getting through it.
It was a lot more fun than I thought.
It was so much more fun.
It was so confusing, yeah. By the way.
Anything is confusing to you.
No, that's not what it was. Just,
I said addition and you got confused.
I swear to God, I heard addition.
Oh, my God.
It was addition.
Was it an addition?
Oh, here we go again.
Well.
Oh, my God.
Abrams, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you so much, yeah. Abrams.
Look what you did to us.
I know.
Are we okay? Are we friends still?
We're friends, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cap or no cap, that was a lot of fun. Shout out Abrams.
Pro Image.
Go visit him.
LA's Hat Heaven. That shit's so fire.
Yeah.
From what I've seen, literally anytime I wear a hat from you guys, everyone's asking me where did I get my hat. And yeah. And no one can get these hats just regular places.
Yeah.
So if you want the hat plug, it's Abrams.
Yeah. Exclusives right. Too.
Yeah, got some dope shit.
Yeah. Oh, that was incredible.
Yeah.
I like that one. I just want to see
that. All right.
I told him when you got it.
Yeah, he told me. I was like, fuck it, I don't care.
Yeah.
I was like, Duno got it first.
But you know what's funny? We've never worn the same thing the same day.
Oh, yeah.
We have a lot of the same shit.
We do.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to episode 24.
Oh, CNR real quick.
Fine.
Laura, Don Francisco, Jose Luis.
Carne Asada Nino Rival.
Carne Asada Nino Rival. Nino for sure, Don Francisco. He's been in all of our lives since we were little.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Laura is going to be rival. Laura's going to be rival because she's not Cristina. And, you know, Cristina's the homegirl. And then Jose Luis is definitely carne asada.
Carne asada,
sure.
I feel like carne asada sin censura is like BET uncut.
Oh,
like, imagine.
Shit.
Carne asada sin censura.
Mucha ropa.
Yeah,
mucha
we need to do that. Next summer. Tune in.
Jose Luis is Jackson Wall Trace. Huh? Yeah, you're right. I'm going to go with the Francisco as my Nino because he's old and, you feel me? He's an old timer. He probably got some good lectures. Jose Luis as carne asada for sure. And Laura, because her voice irritates the fuck out of me.
Is this the first episode where we all agree?
I was actually going to agree as well.
Yeah.
Honestly,
wow.
Yeah. Because Jose Luis is going to get the carne asada cracking.
And the biddies.
And it's
Jose
like,
Luis
you know.
The biddies.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some fights. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be at my house. It's going to be at somebody else's house.
Yeah.
So, like, we don't have to clean up after.
Yeah.
It's going to be very entertaining. Yeah, Don Francisco, I feel like he is my Nino. I've seen him so much as a kid. Sábado Gigante, like, whenever that music come on.
Yeah.
And then the.
Chakai.
The dancers, the biddies.
The biddies are...
Different reasons.
That was great.
Clearly.
It was great. I'm just sitting there like, as a kid, like, wow.
Yes.
I want to be on Sábado Gigante. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And then Laura.
And then Laura, like, I mean, she's cool and everything, but she's not Jose Luis or...
Or Don Francisco.
Don Francisco, you
know
what I'm
saying? This is the first time we agree. I love it.
Yeah.
Shout out to us.
Yeah, man, Laura's like the homie's mom that judges everybody but their kids. Like...
Yeah. Your mom.
No, my mom doesn't judge nobody. My mom judges her kids.
Yeah?
Don't be putting that on my
judge
mom.
You.
She does.
Your mom judges you?
My mom be like, you fucking up. My mom would never say nobody else's kid's fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
Laura's the type to tell me I'm a demon, but her kid's a fucking super demon. You know what I mean? Like, her kid taught me how to rob, but she's going to say, I taught him how to rob.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck Loud, actually.
All right. Well, yeah, right for real. Thank you for tuning in to episode 24.
Brownback.
We are rolling.
Rolling with the homies.
So, Abrams, he brought us some gifts.
Thank you.
I'm excited to open this.
Hey!
Yes. Oh, do you want to open at the same time?
Yeah.
Wow. Abrams is single, but he's about his business, ladies.
This is fire.
We were supposed to open at the same time. Didn't we literally say, do you want to open at... I swear I say these things out loud, right?
Yeah. All right.
All right, well. Ready, big.
Don't give a fuck.
You can see. No, you don't. Nice new. I've actually never bought a hat that comes in the new era box.
Oh, this is awesome.
I didn't know that they had
this is a chestnut.
Yeah, I mean, it's called Walnut in the new era catalog.
I'm stupid.
Nah, it's cool. Yeah. It's a brown, obviously, for the brown bag.
That's awesome.
And you guys got to learn how to fold your brims, please, people.
Yeah,
how
let them know. Let them know.
You feel me? Some people have different methods. I've been doing this, you know what I mean, a little bit. But I also, like, put it on and fuck with it for a couple, like...
How did you fold mine? Yeah, because I don't know how to do it.
Gotcha.
It's a perfect fit.
I'm not like... The way you did it was perfect.
See what I'm saying? See, everybody has, like, different methods, you know what I mean?
I got you.
But don't show it, because then they're going to see the secret.
Steal his sauce?
Nah, it's out. People on Saturdays, people they, already like, know. They come to me so I could curve their brims, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Girls, huh?
Curve my brim.
Fast. Whoa.
Curve me. Yeah, that's for sure important.
Yeah.
And are you guys a if I leave a sticker type of person or take out stickers?
Me, I'm all depends on the hat.
Yeah. Sometimes like this hat right here, I could leave it because even when I take it off, but then since it's dark, I also like taking it off.
Oh, because it's dark.
Because then it leaves like a...
Damn, that's fire.
So whatever, I'm going to take it off.
Yes.
Oh, I like the sweatband on this one.
Thank God it's I love like, sweatbands.
Yes.
I
feel
like my hands be dirty.
Look, like, feel it on the inside? It's super soft.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
That's fire. No wonder it's LA's hat heaven.
Yeah.
See?
So, yeah, appreciate you.
Thank you.
They're looking fire.
I like mine a little bit
straighter. No, I promise everyone is always in the comments about where the hats come from. Now you know.
Facts.
Run that shit up, but remember who told you about her.
Facts.
Brown bag.
Take brown bag at the door to get 0% discount.
To get a high five. Yeah.
Pay full price. Don't stupid.
Support brown businesses.
Yeah. If they say brown bag, will you curve their brim?
I got you.
It's a lot of girls.
Just come to A-Brims. Just come to me. I got you.
Other brown bag baddies.
Brown bag baddies. Yeah.
Your husbands and your boyfriend and your children.
Great holiday Christmas gift, you know what I'm saying? Or Hanukkah, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to bring that out. Just go to one of their hats, look for the size that's inside, and boom.
Wow. Facts.
Yeah, man, if a girl gave me a hat, I'm married. No kidding.
Really? Now we're going to get a bunch of lowrider bikes and fucking hats.
And you're down by baddies, girl. You want to send hats to the P.O. box, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
7058, you heard?
Goodbye.